Gilderlane, what age would I have been? Probably about 8, 7 or 8, no older. There was Foster's Bakery, and every Sunday, around about, I would say, about 10 o'clock in the morning, I would disappear. And one day my dad followed me to find out where I was going. And where I was going was into Foster's Bakery. In the actual Gilder Lane, there was, again, like a wooden door where you could go through and you'd be behind the shop, and that's where they bake the bread. And these machines were massive, great big dough mixing episodes. Huge, great things. Well, they were to a kid anyway, big drums. But I got quite friendly with the guy who cooked the bread. He was Polish, and he was a prisoner of war in the Second World War. And I go in there, and he'd have, like, if you can imagine, a gold bar wrapped in this sort of greaseproof paper, that was bars of yeast, and he'd cut off a chunk and give it to me to eat. I mean, it was extremely strong tasting stuff. It was. I mean, it smelt from, miles away, and I used to chomp on this. How I found out that he was a Polish prisoner of war was one day my dad followed me to find out where I was going, and walked in, and he said, "What the hell are you doing in here?" And oh, the baker said, "Oh, no, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. He comes and has his yeast and all that sort of thing." And my dad became quite friendly because my dad, in 1945, he had the last year of the war. He was only about 17 or 18, I think he was, very, very young, but he had the last year, and he had an interest in the war, of course. So he got talking to this Polish prisoner of war about the war, and then I was allowed to go, of course, because he would go with me and they'd talk about the war and I'd eat my yeast and everybody was happy.